time now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 47. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Fairfield Joint Review Board met yesterday to discuss pledges for site preparation work for the Wayne County Senior Citizen and Community Center, which would be housed at a renovated Bob Boyles Hall. Superintendents Diana Zerlini and Jill Fulkerson, Frontier Community College President Dr. Jay Edgren, and Park Board President Jay Faye represented taxing bodies. Mayor Mike Dreith and Zoning Officer Flo Simpson were on hand for the city. Board Chairman Gary Carter appeared for the IECC, and David Savage, Center Advisory Committee Chair, and Morgan Doggett with the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission also appeared to discuss the project. The meeting centered on the possibility of taxing bodies foregoing a portion of their 40% payment from TIF, and no action was taken. All bodies indicated they'd have to bring the matter to their individual boards to discuss. They indicated they support the idea, but have their own projects to consider and need to do what's best for them. Taxing bodies heard the city is on the cusp of committing $230,000 to the project from TIF, and the city is also anticipated to dedicate its $72,000 in surplus payment. Outside of that possible payment from the city, Savage said he has received $100,000 in pledges or cash donations, which the Lions Club should match. He needs to reach $750,000 for a matching Rebuild Illinois grant, and donations are contingent upon receiving that grant. The grant application is due by January, so taxing bodies don't have much time to consult their boards before the end of the current cycle. Carter said the IECC would step up to the plate for the project. He, Savage, and Alderman Tyler Lampley thanked the taxing bodies for even considering the possibility of not receiving a portion of their TIF payment, and they shared in the sentiment that, if bodies can't contribute any money, there would be no hard feelings. More news next.
Have you ever wondered if you're on track for retirement, how much you will need, or when you will be able to retire? Hi, this is Lou Carl, Financial Advisor with F&B Asset Management. I'm here to help answer these difficult questions. Our comprehensive retirement planning services help you plan through the entire retirement process, from planning, education, and guidance to 401k rollovers and IRA transfers. We can help you plan today so you're able to enjoy your retirement when the time comes. Call 842-2109 or visit today, F&B Asset Management.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance Company, the no problem people. Visit CSI Insurance Brokers in Fairfield today at CSIinsurancebrokers.com. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with whom? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Visit CSI Insurance Brokers in Fairfield today at CSIinsurancebrokers.com.
In other news, the Fairfield Legislative Committee met last night and discussed changes to water meter charges. Currently, in cases where one meter serves more than one house, apartment, or other living situation, a minimum monthly rate is multiplied by the number of separate living quarters served by the meter. The committee said there is no consistency in applying the ordinance, however. It discussed changing the ordinance to base the fee structure on the size of the meter instead, which would take some burden off property owners and be fairer. It will talk with the Water Department and work with City Attorney Darren Rice before bringing any possible change to the full council. The committee also discussed possible changes to ordinances dealing with food trucks or vendors. When first approved, the current ordinance applied to one area in front of the courthouse, and not the additional area east of the post office. Language will be reworked to include both locations, and it will also include an inspection requirement and registering with the city. City Clerk Tina Hutchcraft will rework the ordinance, send copies to the committee, and send to the council when possible. The final item on the agenda dealt with tiny houses, and the committee will forward recommendations to Rice on an ordinance. They discussed requiring the homes to be stick-built or modular on a non-portable foundation, have separate addresses, and have at least two city utilities. The Zoning Board of Appeals will have a public hearing on any potential ordinance before it goes to the full council. The committee is comprised of Alderman Gary Moore, Tyler Lampley, and Brett Cole. It also showed its support for the Senior Citizen Project and supported donating Fairfield's TIF payment in hopes other taxing bodies would give at least a portion of theirs. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees met Tuesday. Following a public hearing, trustees certified the district levies for the calendar year 2021, and they also approved the certification of compliance with the Truth in Taxation Law. In personnel matters, Chase Bramlett was employed as Coordinator of Public Information and Marketing at Wabash Valley College, effective November 29th. A change in status was approved for Carrie Thomas, who went from Administrative Assistant to Program Assistant for Workforce Education, effective yesterday. A number of affiliation agreements were approved with area healthcare agencies, and the board also approved the holiday calendar and board meeting dates for 2022. Meetings will be held on the third Tuesday of each month at 6:15, with the exception of December, which will be on the second Tuesday. The final meeting in 2021 will be held December 14th at 6:15 at Wabash Valley College. The Edwards County Health Office announced 32 new cases of COVID-19 in the past week, bringing its total to 1,113. 17 of the cases were in unvaccinated individuals. Wabash County added 24 cases in the last week and sat at 2,221. One person was hospitalized and 20 were in isolation. Hamilton County added 4 cases yesterday and sat at 1,360. White County reported 2 to reach 3,097, and Jefferson County added 18. The State Department of Public Health announced 4,989 new cases and 23 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,752,502 cases and 26,160 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 3.3% on the 14th, up from 3.1% on the 13th. Frontier Community College will hold a mandatory EMT fundamentals orientation at 8 a.m. on December 10th. Anyone enrolling in spring EMT courses in Mount Carmel or Fairfield must attend the orientation, and anyone interested should call Leslie Bowles at 847-9163 for more information. Offered in conjunction with Wabash General Hospital, the program provides knowledge and skills required to provide pre-hospital care and function as an entry-level EMT. Topics will include National Emergency Medical Services, Foundation Standards, Anatomy and Physiology, Medical Terminology, Pathophysiology, Lifespan Development, Public Health, Pharmacology, Airway Management, Respiration, Artificial Ventilation, Patient Assessment, Medicine, Shock and Resuscitation, Trauma, Special Patient Populations, and EMS Operations. Completion of the program should prepare students for both the cognitive and psychomotor requirements of the National Registry of Emergency Medical Technician exam and the IDPH EMT basic exam. Firearm deer season kicks off tomorrow in Illinois. It's the busiest hunting season of the year, and Illinois Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Tim Schweitzer reminds hunters of reporting requirements.
Here in Illinois, hunters who harvest a deer are required to check in their deer. Most places, hunters will do that by either going online and registering their harvest or phoning a toll-free number by 10 p.m. on the same calendar day they take a deer.
Firearm deer season runs Friday through Sunday, and the second season will be December 2nd through the 5th. More information can be found at huntillinois.org. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a law creating economic incentives for electric vehicle production. Kim Howard reports.
The measure provides tax credits to EV manufacturers, which create jobs and build facilities in Illinois, says Governor Pritzker.
With this bill, we intend to attract more EV manufacturers, charging station manufacturers, and automotive parts manufacturers more than ever before.
The goal is to keep the state at the forefront of the industry, says Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity Acting Director Sylvia Garcia.
We know that EV production is poised to attract billions of dollars in investment and create thousands of jobs in the United States in the years ahead. And this program helps position our state to capture growth and really make sure that this industry is based here in Illinois.
The governor has set a goal of having 1 million electric vehicles on the road by 2030. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Today's crude oil price is $71.25. That's down $2.50 from yesterday. The December crude oil price is $77.81. And the guests today on the Community Connection will be Angel McGuire and Sherris Wilson with Frontier Community College. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Morning Coffee will feature Mark Turner and Jeremy Smith. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Cisney, Carmi, and Grayville. With four convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers at a thriving hospital they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided at your local Horizon Healthcare include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sports physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at all locations, or you can make an appointment with one of their caring providers at one of their four convenient locations. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Connecting rural communities since 1952, Wabash Communications has committed to keeping you connected, providing broadband services even in remote areas, like high-speed fiber-optic internet with speeds up to 1 gig, unlimited local and long-distance voice services, and crystal-clear video picture and sound, along with other additional benefits. We strive to connect one town to another. We didn't create the communities in rural Illinois, we just helped connect them. Service speeds and availability will depend on location. Certain restrictions may apply. Contact us for complete details.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 89-year-old Fairfield resident Doris D. Simpson died on Wednesday. Doris Simpson is survived by her husband Buddy, sons Dirk and Clay, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, one sister, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Friday at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Union Cemetery. 81-year-old Lois Jean Harris died on Monday. Lois Harris is survived by children Diana, Arnie, William, Becky, and Mike, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Services will be Sunday at 1 at Richland Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 76-year-old Xenia resident Lila Rogers died on Wednesday. Lila Rogers is survived by her husband James, son Dan, and sister Gail. Services will be held in the spring. Frankenbright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Fairfield resident Larry Thomas Bunting died on Monday. Services will be Saturday at noon at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Koontz Cemetery. 64-year-old Burbank resident Daryl Ray Watt died on November 9th. Services will be Saturday at 1 at Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be at Hebron Cemetery. 92-year-old DeKalb resident Alice Louise Bunnell died on Friday. Services will be Friday at 11 at Johnsonville Cemetery. Visitation will be from 9:30 to 10:30 at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 47. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Lots of words come to mind when you think of Eubinger's Furniture Company, like cozy, inviting, plush, supportive, and comfortable. That's because we're known for being able to help our customers find the exact piece of furniture or bedding that fits the style and comfort level they want. Eubinger's knows that your home is your castle, and you deserve to make it exactly how you want it. So when you're ready to make those furniture dreams come true, shop Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
It's time for a Thursday check of sports. Junior high boys basketball from yesterday, Benton over Center Street, 51-37. Benton won the JV game 37-18. NBA action from last night, Trailblazers over the Bulls 112-107. Pistons beat the Pacers 97-89. In the NHL, the Blackhawks get by the Kraken 4-2. You can check out the complete scoreboard at our website, WFIWradio.com. Illinois is adding four-star recruit Ty Rogers to its 2022 class. The guard forward from Saginaw, Michigan, signed a national letter of intent on the final day of the early signing period yesterday. Rogers is now at Thornton Township High School in Harvey for his senior season. He's ranked number 49 by ESPN. The NCAA is expanding the field of teams that will take part in the Women's College Basketball Tournament. Starting this season, an additional four teams will be invited to play in the tournament, bringing the total number of schools to 68. The last four at-large teams and teams seeded 65 through 68 will compete in the opening round games prior to the start of the first and second rounds of the tournament. White Sox starter and former Cardinal Lance Lynn finished in third place in the 2021 American League Cy Young Award voting. Toronto's Robbie Ray won the award. In his debut season with the Sox, Lynn posted an 11-6 record with a 2.69 ERA and one shutout. Brewers starter Corbin Burns was named the NL Cy Young Award winner. And the Cleveland Indians are officially changing their nickname to the Guardians on Friday. The team announced the news Wednesday, a day after they settled a lawsuit with the Cleveland Guardians roller derby team that allows them to change their name without any foreseeable legal ramifications. Cleveland will begin selling Guardians gear later this week, and the club's website and social media handles will transition to the Guardians moniker on Friday. Here's your schedule for today. In high school girls basketball, FCHS is at home against Forum. You can hear the game on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com beginning around 7:30 p.m. Elsewhere, Wayne City is at Weber. Edwards County is at Cumberland. Carmi-White County hosts Mount Carmel. And El Dorado is at home against Gorville. In junior high girls basketball, Jasper is at Cal Farrington. New Hope is at Albion. Wayne City is at the Rome Tournament. In junior high boys basketball, Center Street is at home against El Dorado. Jasper hosts Allendale St. Mary's, and Sisney hosts Central City tonight. NBA action tonight has the Warriors at the Cavaliers, Wizards at the Heat, Clippers at the Grizzlies, Spurs at the Timberwolves, 76ers at the Nuggets, and the Raptors at the Jazz. Top 25 college basketball tonight, number 3 Kansas at home against Stony Brook. Number 17 Ohio State is Xavier in the Gavitt tip-off games. Number 24 St. Bonaventure hosts Boise State at the Charleston Classic at Charleston, South Carolina. Patriots are at the Falcons in the NFL game tonight. In the NHL, Blues host the Sharks, Flames at the Sabres, Rangers at the Maple Leafs, Penguins at the Canadiens, Devils at the Panthers, Lightning at the Flyers, Stars at the Wild, Jets at the Oilers, Blue Jackets at the Coyotes, Red Wings at the Golden Knights, and the Hurricane at the Ducks. And the RSM Classic tees off today at St. Simons Island, Georgia. Over 150 golfers will be competing against one another. Robert Streb will be looking to defend his title. Streb is the reigning champion of the tournament after finishing atop last year's leaderboard at 19 under par. That is a Thursday check of sports. Your Classic Hits Fairfield area weather forecast, calling for sunshine today, high 47. Clear tonight, low 26. For tomorrow, sunshine, high 45. Clouds and 53 on Saturday. For Sunday, slight chance of showers with a high 55. Monday, sunshine, a little bit cooler with a high 40. Overnight low 37. Yesterday's high was 65. About 0.3 inches of rainfall in Fairfield overnight. Currently, humidity at 74%, winds from the south at 3 miles an hour, and the pressure at 30.33. Sunshine right now in 37 at the WFIW Studios east of Fairfield.